Jesus turns to Peter, and he says to him, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter responds, and then Jesus says to him, "Who do you say that I am?" To which Peter responds, as most of us know, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus takes hold of Peter's confession of faith and declares to him, "I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, if you look at that scene and that interaction, you can't but conclude that Jesus' response to Peter's confession of faith is totally disproportionate. Okay, so the guy made a profession of faith. That's great, okay? We're all happy for him. Great job. You don't have to get carried away, Jesus, and give him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I mean, pat him on the back and continue your ministry. I mean, totally disproportionate when you think of it. As are all of Jesus' gifts. As is the gift of his forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. So I make a confession. And what does Jesus do? Flood me with merciful forgiveness. It's very important, I think, to see that, because it does shed light on how Jesus approaches us and what Jesus does in the sacrament of reconciliation. According to Thomas Aquinas, Jesus made known the efficacy and the power of the sacrament of reconciliation after the resurrection, when he appears to the disciples in Jerusalem. In Luke 24, we read, "Thus it is written," so Jesus is speaking to them, "that the Messiah should suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations." That's when Jesus reveals what he already instituted previously, the efficacy and the power of the sacrament. Where does the power of the sacrament come? From where does it come? As we said regarding all of the sacraments, the power for the sacrament comes from the passion of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The power of this sacrament, as all the sacraments, comes from the passion of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Which is why Jesus, in this passage which we just read, Luke 24, first mentions his passion and then is going forth to preach, to forgive in his name, and to preach in his name. And of course, John, in his Gospel, chapter 20, refers to this source for the sacrament of reconciliation, that is the Holy Spirit, when he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Now, as you know, there's not unanimity regarding this in Christianity. You may have noticed. There are certain brothers and sisters of ours who do not agree with what we've just been saying about there being ministers of reconciliation. But to be honest, I have yet to come across a reading of these passages that we just read, which are fundamental regarding this sacrament, which is compelling.